Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Welcome back into the program, and we have a couple of students joining us from Middle Tennessee Christian School, Kaylee Beeson and Maggie Cavender, and they are here to talk about the recent trip that was taken by students. They were along on this trip along with others, and some guy named Todd Miller, I think, went and to Honduras not too long ago over fall break. And Kaylee, this is a return trip for you, but
yes,
Maggie, this is your first time
yes.
here on the radio, so
yes,
it's exciting.
Yes.
Well, we were just talking about your mom was recently on with Bart Walker on the Action Line earlier,
yes.
And your dad, he shies away from microphones most of the time. But anyway, Kaylee, tell me a little bit about the trip. How did things go, and when did you go, and things like that?
Oh, it went really well. We were there from September 30th through October 6th, which was our fall break. And it was an amazing trip. Everybody loved it. I always love it. And it was just really cool to be able to see everybody who was going for the first time and stuff. We did so much stuff while we were there. The first day that we actually got there, we bagged 500 bags of food, which each was a week's supply for a family. We also did a medical and dental clinic out in a remote village one day, and a VBS, and we handed out some of the food bags there. We handed out food plates at the hospital and the local landfill, and we visited the orphanage Jovenes en Camino that has about 62 boys there, and we made cards with them and stuff. And we built a house for a poor family. So, yeah, it was such a blessing the whole trip for not only the people that we were trying to reach, but also us as well.
Now, how do you say, is it Tegucigalpa or something?
Yes.
Am I close?
Tegucigalpa, yes. That's the capital city that
okay.
we worked in.
And that's where you went.
Yes, sir.
This was how many times have you been now?
This was, I think, my seventh time going down there.
Wow. So. Now, what about you, Maggie?
This is my very first time.
Very first time.
Yes.
So this will bring an interesting perspective. I hear that once you get off of the plane, it just really hits you what you are walking into. I mean, it's like a totally different world. Is that
yes.
true?
Yes. I mean, even on the plane, you could flying into the airport in Tegucigalpa, you're going through the mountains and landing in a valley. And so when you're flying over the mountains, you're pretty close and you're able to see the homes and the villages already from your window in the airplane, and their houses in comparison to what we have here is just, it's unreal. It's what people don't even imagine us living in. And so it's definitely eye-opening as soon as you get in the premises, I guess.
It makes you really appreciate, I guess,
yes,
what you do have.
Very much.
So what was the entire experience like for you?
It was pretty awesome, to be honest. I mean, I've never had such a wonderful experience before in my life, and it's something that I'm going to hold and cherish with me forever. And I mean, being able to work side by side with other people who just want to serve God, and being able to help people and see the work being done and seeing Christ within every person and seeing how we are affecting people's lives, it was really something special.
Now, you know, you could have, I guess, done a million other things over your fall break, but you decided to go and work.
Yes.
Which was the same decision that the entire group made. Why? What made you, I mean, now that you've been, it's a rewarding experience and this, that, and the other, but what made you want to go? What made you want to do this project?
I think the initial thought is, oh, I want to go. I want to be able to help people, but you don't realize how much you change when you go, and that's one thing that the more experienced mission trip people told us on the trip, because there was many people who it was their first time, and we were all just in awe and how much we were changing and seeing changes within ourselves and how much it has impacted us. So you don't realize how much you're going to change when you go, because honestly, the person that changes the most is yourself.
So what changed with you?
Well, I have decided what I want to do in college, which is
really
a huge decision for anybody who understands senior year for high schoolers. I decided I'm going to be a nursing student, and I'm going to minor in Spanish so I can do medical mission trips. So,
wow,
I was
awesome
able
is
to
that?
helping the clinic while we were there. So it was really an amazing experience.
Kaylee, I wanted to ask some stories, you know, from someone who has been to someone who has not, and I'm sure the stories are very similar from the others who made their first trip.
Oh, yeah. It was just so cool to see everybody there because, everybody had the exact same reaction that Maggie had. They're like, oh, my goodness, I want to go, and I want to learn Spanish, and I want to do these for the rest of my life. And that's how I feel always, you know. This is the thing that I look forward to throughout the year. And it's just like she said, just like whenever you're down there, you are the one that changes the most. We are working and serving God and trying to spread the word to other people. And we do that. And many lives I've seen have been changed through that. But also the biggest change is within yourself.
We're talking today to Kaylee Beeson and Maggie Cavender about the recent trip by Middle Tennessee Christian School students to Honduras. And you said that your life has been changed. Do you get to go back and see people that you have seen before and maybe a house that you've helped to build or something that, Kaylee, you can see the difference that it has made in their lives? Maybe give us an example.
Yes. A couple years ago, we went out to a remote village called Reatoka, and we built a little church there. That's what they had been wanting. They said, please, please, just begging, please give us a church. So we went out there and built a little pavilion for them. And the next summer that we went, we got to go back there and see them. And it was just, you know, this church is thriving. And, you know, it's just so rewarding to be able to see, you know, your work and see the effects of it. And as far as people, we have a team of guys that work with us, translators, they help with the construction team, and preachers that we work with every time we're down there. And so you get to form the relationships with them. And so that's also really rewarding as well. One of the guys that works with us, actually, we have armed guards that go with us wherever we go whenever we're down there. And one of the guys that is now part of our team that works down there was one of the guards. And then through the brigade, they touched his heart. And so he quit the army and now works with us. So
wow. How about that? Cool. Armed guards, was that scary?
No, they're not scary at all. As you know, we all found out, you know, they're our little buddies the whole time. But like, as soon as we need something from them, like if something happens, you know, they will turn and be, you know, this big old husky guard yeah. with a gun and stuff. But then with us, they'll be like, oh, like, you know, like playing around and stuff. So
was that scary at all, Maggie, for you?
I mean, of course, they kind of tell you at first to be careful around armed men, but yeah. They were actually really, really fun to be around, and they're just regular people. I mean, there was one of them that was actually close to our age. He was around 18 years old, and so seeing his responsibilities in comparison to an 18-year-old here, it was kind of eye-opening, but
worried about getting up, going to school,
yes.
and, you know, going home, whatever, yeah.
So they were kind of able, I think, to have a little bit of fun with us and enjoy some time just being normal for once.
This was an interesting experience, I'm sure. Every day was filled with new adventures. Every night, I'm sure you stayed in a very nice hotel, you know, nice soft pillows and everything like that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. And
I bet it felt very good.
Yes, it is. And that's part of the thing that, like, it's kind of like, you know, not really a conflict in my heart, but, like, you know, we spend the whole day, you know, like, feeding these people that don't have anything to eat and, you know, helping these people that are so sick. And then we get to still sleep in a bed at night with nice pillows and things. And, like, I mean, it's really good, but, like, it also just shows, like, even within there, you know, like, we're still so blessed. You know, even if we're not staying in a hotel that's not as nice as our house is, you know, we still, it's just so eye-opening, and it just humbles you so much to be able to see how much God has blessed us in our lives here and with other people.
You mentioned a couple of things that I wanted to go back to. You mentioned dental clinic. So do doctors go with you on this trip too?
Yes. We usually have a couple doctors that will be in our brigade as Americans. And we also have a couple Honduran doctors that work with us as well.
Now, Maggie, you said you came back with a desire to, seek a degree in nursing and Spanish and things of that nature and help out in that regard. What was the most impactful thing that happened that made you think this is my calling?
One day we went out into a rural village about 2 hours outside of Tegucigalpa, and I was able to help in the clinic because I expressed my interest in the medical field. And one of the Honduran doctors, Dr. Hector, kind of took me under his wing, and he let me listen to his stethoscope on a couple of patients, and he had me doing errands for him, and I was able to spend the whole day in the clinic and see the doctors working with the patients. And it's different than a doctor's office in the United States, and just seeing how quickly they were going with the patients. I mean, they were spending time with each person and getting to know them and hearing what, you know, their problems were and what their difficulties were, but still they were doing it swiftly enough that we had the whole line done in a day, and that's a whole village of people that were taken care of in one day.
So pretty busy day, it sounds
yes.
like.
Very busy.
Now, the fact that you went to do this, was there an opportunity to break away from the entire group on certain days? Is that how that kind of worked? Because you got to go to this clinic while others, I'm sure, were doing something else?
It was all at the school that they had at the village, which was a very small little school. So it was, one room was the clinic, one room was the dentist office, one room was the pharmacy, and then outside the preacher was preaching with the people who were in line waiting to go in to see the doctor. And then the girls of our brigade and some of the boys were helping, having a VBS, and we prepared food and just various other activities that went on that day.
So all of this was scattered out in this small village,
yes.
But everyone had their own specific duties, I guess, Kaylee?
Yes, that's how it was. And it was so cool, you know, just to see everybody, you know, maybe not be doing something that was in their comfort zone and coming out, you know, like singing with the kids and doing all the little VBS songs. And that was also a really cool thing to see all of our people who may have been like sitting back, you know, while we were having our little devos or something in the hotel, and then in the middle
busting out of their shells.
Yeah, just busting out and going for it. So that was really cool.
You also said something a second ago about people living at the landfill. And I understand that. I've talked to a couple of other people that have been, and that was one of the most impactful things that happened to them, to see people that were thriving at a landfill.
Definitely.
Would you say that is one thing that has impacted you as well?
Oh, yes. This was only the second time I've ever been to the landfill, and you know, the first thing that just hits you when you open the door is the stench, you know. It is just terrible, and you just can't imagine how people are living in this stuff. They live in the landfill, and, you know, they're sitting there, you know, as a dump truck is coming in with a new load of trash, there are children running and climbing up on trucks and just diving in the trash, trying to get the first pickings of the trash, because each person, you know, one person will collect plastic and one person will collect metal and stuff, and they'll, you know, trade it about and things to try to earn some money. And you know, you see them standing in line and they're so sick, and they have, you know, stuff on their face, and they have sores. And I mean, that is definitely one of the things that impacts you. You know,
yeah.
That is the lowest you can go. You cannot go any lower in this world than that.
How did that hit you, Maggie?
You know, you try to prepare yourself for something like that. But, I mean, even as we were pulling in, you could already see hundreds of buzzards just swarming the hill. And then when we got up there, I mean, the amount of people that were in the landfill, it blew me away. And the flies, you would have thought the flies were inside the car because they were swarming the van so much. The girls weren't allowed to get out of the car, so we were able to kind of watch everything the whole time and just kind of observe. And I think it was just, it's indescribable, really. You can't really imagine what it's like unless you see it.
So why were the girls not able to get out of the car? Is it a safety thing?
Yes, safety
okay.
issues.
But the guys did, some of the guys?
The men got out. A lot of the times the people, you know, they're so desperate, if we start running out of food, you know, they may get kind of
aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive, and you know, so it's just a safety thing. Mm-hmm.
So you all were there to take food to them?
Yes, that's what we were doing. We were passing out plates of food to them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this entire experience was taken in by how many from MTCS?
There were 29 of us. That's students, teachers, and parents included.
What was the reaction from some of the adults who obviously have experienced more life than you as seniors? Do you know some of the stories or something that they came away with from that? Can you think of anything?
I mean, I know that I've talked to several of them, and you know, they said they were touched just as much as we were as well. A lot of them have been before, and so it was just another experience for them, though. But a lot of them hadn't been to the landfill before, and that was a thing that really impacted them mm-hmm. a lot.
Why would you want to go and work and hot and it smells and this, that, and the other on fall break? Why do you choose to do that on fall break?
Well, I mean, I know that's what God, you know, calls us to do. He tells us in Matthew 25, you know, if you give a cup of water to one of the least of these, you do it. It's like you're doing it for me. So, I mean, that, when I originally started going, you know, was the purpose I went. And then, you know, I guess it's kind of a selfish thing. Like, I just love going too, because mm-hmm. it does. It just affects me as well for the better every single time.
Do you hope to leave this behind? You're a senior as well, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're both seniors. Do you hope to leave this behind as maybe a lasting experience, hopefully that other classes will continue to serve in this capacity? This is part of a school group as well at MTCS, right?
Yes, sir. Our Matthew 25 Club is the one that sponsored it. And we, every Monday night, some of the students in that club go and feed homeless people at the Journey Home. And we've done a lot of other service projects as well, also with a garden that grows produce for the Journey Home and homeless people as well. And it's actually, the Hondurasship is actually going to be a yearly thing with MTCS from now on during fall break.
So what do you think about that, Maggie? Do you think that's a good thing?
I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, everyone who went on the trip this time is already trying to plan when we can go back. We were already trying to get them to go over spring break. I mean, we're trying to go back as soon as possible. So I think they're even planning a summer trip. So I know a lot of the people that went on this trip are definitely going to be going back.
Well, that is a very neat thing that you all are doing. I have talked again to several who have made the trip, and they say it is very, very worthwhile. And you feel like the job is never done. It's kind of a mixed emotion. They felt like the job is never done, but they were grateful to at least have the time there to help make a small dent in, you know, a small difference, if you will.
Yes, exactly. You know, you're never going to be able to fix all of their problems. But, you know, I have heard stories. A lady told me this summer when I was there, she told me how whenever she was a teenager, she was kind of a rebel. You know, she was going against her parents. She never went to church. And the thing that changed her, that turned her heart toward God, was working with some American teenagers who were down there for a mission trip. And that changed her whole life. And now she has a husband, and she has four little boys. And they're all, you know, strong in the church, and they're all just a really good, sweet little Christian family. So it's really rewarding when you get to hear things like that.
Well, if she's got four boys, she needs all of God's help. That's all I know, because they do grow up. But Maggie, it's been good to see you today, and Kaylee, good to have you back today with us. Congratulations on a great effort. I'm glad to hear that this is going to be part of the Matthew 25 club there at MTCS, and be sure to pass along to the club sponsors that would love to have the next groups on that go and help in any way. I'm sure that there's a lot of fundraising that goes on for events like this as well, so be sure to keep us in the loop, and we'll help out how we can.
Thank you so much.
All right. Kaylee Beeson and Maggie Cavender joining us here in studio. Two of the 29 MTCS students who went to Honduras recently over their fall break. Back to wrap it all up here in just a second.